Hey entrepreneur, this is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. And today I want to talk to you about how to promote your business successfully without coming off as too salesy. Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever been involved in a potential sales encounter with an overly or what seems to be an overly aggressive salesperson? You know, you walk into a store and this person comes with the standard line, you know, "May I help you?" And 99.9% of the time, we will respond with, because I've done it myself, you know, "No, I'm just looking," you know. But truth told, we didn't just stumble into this particular store. If, especially if this is the first store we walked into in, you know, in a strip mall or a regular mall. More than likely, we're in there maybe looking for something for ourselves or a relative, a coworker, somebody. Here's the point. I want to share with you a couple of strategic tactics going forward that if you're not utilizing, you can sort of customize them and make them work for you. So I want you to picture this first strategy. There's an upscale women's clothing and accessory stores. And ladies, you know the type of stuff that's sold in there. Now, here's the first strategy. I want the owners of this boutique to start reaching out to another store that sells women's cosmetics, upscale women's cosmetics to be exact. Or vice versa, I want the women's cosmetic store owner or distributors to reach out to this upscale women's clothing and boutique store. And when I say reach out, I'm talking about these two entities already know each other, but for some reason they just never collaborated. So remember, the magic question is to the person you're talking to, this vendor that you already have a relationship with, or a future vendor that you're going to have a relationship with, are you okay with me periodically referring you new business? 95 to 98% of the time, the answer is going to be an emphatic yes. Especially while we're going through this healthcare crisis redesign economy. And remember, the 5 to 3% that say no, you don't get mad and put them in a half Nelson and try to attempt to get them to agree. You simply pivot. What does that mean, Mark? You just thank them and you move on. And I don't mean you physically get up and leave the table. And when I say move, meaning mentally, you just move on. Because if they're not open, trust me, others will be. So here's the point. I want you to imagine this now. Ladies, put yourself in the position of a consumer. Just walked into this upscale women's clothing and boutique store. Maybe they sell shoes and scarves and gloves. And so you're about to make your purchase of this and that, and it totals, you know, I don't know, $300, $400, $1,000, whatever the case may be. And the sales rep, which is not 99% of the time going to be a female, they come over and they have a small 32-ounce bottle of a sample fragrance that they got from the distributor. And they say, "If you wouldn't mind doing a little smell test for us, would you just let us know what you think about this fragrance?" And they, you know, put a little, or let the customer themselves dab themselves and smell it. If they get a positive, meaning the cashier gets a positive, say, "With your purchase of just," and they point to a special area you're going to have designated in the store where the prices are discounted. And you say, they say, "With yours," and this, ladies and gentlemen, this wording isn't etched in stone, but it's the concept you got to get. You say, "You know, you've qualified for this special bonus, this 32-ounce bottle of X free with any additional purchase over there," and you call it the red section, the blue section, the VIP section. You know, you give it some type of perceived value, and they walk over and take a look, and if they find anything they want, because remember, they've just given you the A-OK on this fragrance. Boom, you give them the fragrance free. I'm sorry. You give, and let's say the store that sells this is in that same strip mall. You give them an extremely time-sensitive discount coupon card. And you say, and on the back it's going to say referred by, or underneath on side A if there is no side B. And I hope that gave you an idea right there. There should be a side B on your index card, business cards, and flyers. But I digress. Pardon me. Here's the point. They take this time-sensitive gift certificate to that store and you tell them before, you know, they finish paying for their stuff, you say, oh, by the way, just so you know, when you go over there, they'll give you this vial of this 32-ounce bottle of perfume at their cost, but just for dragging a friend, they'll give it to you, this 32-ounce bottle, and your friend, provided both of you join their email list. So all she's got to do is drag her girlfriend. She goes next door before that gift certificate expires, and if she, just for dragging a friend who's at least 18, they both get a 32-ounce vial of this perfume. Now, that strategy alone is going to help you sell more product. But here's something else you want to do. As the distributor of that women's perfume, remember, that you're talking about a business that you already have a relationship with, the owner of this women's clothing store. Here's what you do. You go over there one day, maybe on their lunch break, and you ask the owner to sample two different vials of perfume. You know, your top selling stuff. Say mid-level stuff, not your lower stuff, not your tippy top stuff, but your mid-level stuff that's really popular. So you bring two different bottles, and the owner says, oh, I like that one. Okay. You give her a 64-ounce bottle of it at your actual cost. Now, for all the other female associates, you let them sample the two samples you bring, and whichever one you like, they like, you give them their first bottle at your actual cost. Now, here's why. When they put this great-smelling perfume on, remember, this is a mid-level perfume, but it's either in a 32-ounce bottle or a 64-ounce bottle. Now, here's what happens. As customers come into the store, they're going to be exposed to your fragrances. Exactly. And when they ask, what is the name of that fragrance? Oh, I really love your fragrance. The owner and the sales reps are going to be given a stack of, say, 500 business cards that you, the owner, is going to create. And if you need any help with that, you know, the wording, because we're not talking about standard business cards here, in case that's not clear, you know who to contact. But anyway, here's the point. The owner of the boutique store and the sales rep, female sales reps, on the back of the card, it says referred by. They simply print their name and they write 10 business days, not 10 days out, not 10 business days, 10 days from that date that they're at. And that's the time these ladies who get the cards, the customers, have to go over there either by themselves or by dragging a friend. But here's why you want these ladies to say referred by. In essence, you're going to create a contest. And at the end of the month, you're going to tally up who had the most referrals, who had the second most referrals, and who had the third most referrals. And the owner or the sales rep, whoever has the most referrals for the month, you will allow them to pick out one of your mid-level perfumes, a 64-ounce bottle, and you give it to them free. This is the first grand prize winner. The second grand prize winner, they save 50% off if they want. And the third grand prize winner pays 75% off, or excuse me, 25% off. Now, the point is, and here's the other thing you do. You take whatever seems to be the best smelling, most popular fragrance that they're choosing, when these ladies dap this on their hand or their neck, wherever they put it, you take that and you tell the owner each day before the shop opens, just spray a little bit in each dressing room. Don't overpower the ladies, but have it be enough that they notice, wow, what is this great smelling fragrance? And they come out of there asking about it. Ladies and gentlemen, entrepreneurs, this is such an incredibly simple strategy. And then you also have the owner of the women's clothing boutique reach out to the male vendors that they have and tell them about these samples. And ask them to have their wife, girlfriend, daughter, if she's at least 18, to come in. And they not only save money, obviously, on the purchases in store, but you also want to get those ladies, a percentage of them, leaving, going next door, getting a bottle of this fragrance, either by dragging a friend or going alone. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you promote your business successfully without coming off as too salesy or too pushy. Don't you agree? This is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. Before you go, entrepreneur, keep in mind, if you need or want professional paid help, simply reach out to me via my blog's contact page, youcanmarketonlinenow.com/contact. Simply put paid help in the subject line, write what you need. If you're in the States, we'll jump on the phone, do a discovery call. If you're outside of the States, we may just have to do a Zoom call. In any event, this is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. Looking forward to being with you again next time, entrepreneur, on the Marketing Map.